Located on the bank of the Atlantic Ocean, within latitude 6.4134 north and longitude 3.2523 east, Ibeshe community in Amuwodofi local government area is among the settlements in Lagos State that are only accessed by water. Visitors to the area board speedboat at the Jeguegba Jetty satellite town at the cost of 200 naira per head, or pay between 1000 naira and 1500 naira for charter, and the journey is just about 8 minutes on the right hand side. In this community, government presence is almost not felt by the people, and their only public health center is a good proof of that. Residents say the hospital with 6 bed spaces and a toilet facility has not added value to their lives because it lacks the basic facilities, including quality drugs and medical personnel. As a matter of fact, some pregnant women who come there for antenatal care every Monday claim they have never seen a doctor in the hospital. Radio Nigeria gathered that the hospital can only boast of one nurse, a hospital med, and a gardener. According to one of the women, Mrs. Fawzat Ali, who is pregnant for her third child, due to lack of facilities, the nurse refers most of the cases to better health centers in the city, while in some cases, especially during difficult labor, traditional birth attendants are invited to rescue the situation.
Come if woman won't born, if you know say in body no feed one, and na the night that time self, so they will call them. So the person go come give her, so that go day strong to push.
Most of the pregnant women in Ibeshe enroll for antenatal care at the hospital just to fulfill our righteousness, while they carry out delivery business with traditional birth attendant. Reasons for this is because they have lost confidence in the public health center in their place. The women want the authorities to equip the health center to alleviate the suffering they go through in the process of giving life.
So, nkan to sele ni pe inu mi dun fun nkan bayi ati wi pe kon se pe boya akin wa si hospital ijoba. Ijoba o da pupo and native to ade nlo na fun prevention nkankan si nkankan ni.
Ton ba de elomi ma wa bi mo loru. Eni to fe gbebe fun o le lora kerosene to fe fi tanu. Won to ma nfa to ma ni kelomi gbe.
He said they come to government hospital. At the same time, they go to the traditionalist in their area. They want government to build a very good and a standard hospital in this place.
Ineffective transport service is a major setback for pregnant women to access timely medical attention in the city during emergency situations. For instance, when labor or serious challenges such as bleeding start at odd hours, the people face difficulty transporting their patient to the city, since most of the commercial boat operators will have gone to bed, while the few ones still in business charge very high. Where they cannot afford the fares, villagers manage the situation themselves, thus putting the women's lives in danger. And with the ban of water transport from 6 p.m. till dawn by the state government, following rampant cases of boat accidents that have claimed many lives, mostly school children, pregnant women in Ibeshe are in serious problem. According to the chairman, World Health Committee in the area, Alhaji Amadu Sarafa, the hospital, which serves at least 9 villages, needs a boat for easy transportation, more nurses and quality drugs to function effectively.
All those villages, I'm counting, they get over. They are coming here, but the challenge where they have, you know, the transportation is the most important for us.
Poor power supply is another setback. For about 7 years, there was no power supply to Ibeshe. A generating set provided to power the hospital and fueled by the residents has packed up. Two development partners, Afolabi Fajemilo and Elizabeth Soho, who have been mentoring residents since 2 years, confirmed the bad state of the health center and urged government to improve the funding of child and maternal health care to reduce infant and maternal mortality.
We got there to talk about PHC. They almost lynched us because they don't know what PHC is. One of the men got up and said, I am the one that does delivery for my wife whenever she's pregnant.
Usually complain that they cannot find their way. And if they have to come, they have to enter a boat. Sometimes they pay as much as 1,000 naira to come and get probably a paracetamol of 100 naira.
Meanwhile, the medical officer for health in charge of the area did not make himself available for interviews. The situation in Ibeshe is similar to what obtains in many communities in the country. At least 40,000 women die of pregnancy-related issues in the country annually, based on records. Factors responsible for the alarming maternal mortality include non-functional health facilities, shortage of health centers, and incessant strike by medical professionals. Government has failed to implement recommendations and agreements on health funding. In Lagos, Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.